What kind of a tree can fit in your hand? A palm tree!
Ouch. If you're just joining the broadcast, we're joined on the phone with Bill and Tucson, who wants help selecting the right tree. And we've got two experts in from Save a Tree, John Eisenhower and Gary Peterson. And then we've got a special guest in, Janet Weibel, a landscape architect. And through modern technology, a.k.a. Zillow, we looked up your property address during the break, Bill, and we got a good visual street picture of the property and saw the palm, your ugly palm tree that's no longer there. And they've got a couple suggestions for you.
Yeah, we also saw those couple of looks like arborvitae or junipers that you had taken out. And those dump a lot of needles on your roof. I can see why you probably were inclined to take those out. But I think we can help you out. There's a lot of great choices of trees. Bill, were you looking to try to have something taller than the house to provide some shade as well as just to soften the front of the home there to shade the actual building itself? Or were you wanting something a little bit taller?
No, I really want the shade because it's going to, I mean, that is, it's very stark on front, you know. And for now, we have just a swamp cooler. I'm going to get the central air, but the swamp cooler, it would really help to have some shade up front. So one really quick update on the front yard, too. I'm putting in a drive to the left of the house, even with the house. So that's why it's going to make it a little bit smaller. But I imagine I can put the one tree. I can put one tree. I was thinking about putting the two trees, but if I have a big enough canopy, I can just put the one tree. So the perfect tree would be to have the shade, not to go into the sewer, not to be really messy, and it would drop leaves in the winter, and so the sun can get to the house and warm up the house in the winter. But
yeah, that's a perfect way of thinking. I'd be careful and try to locate where that water line is, and if you can keep your tree at least 10 feet away from the water line, that would be helpful. There's also root barriers you can put in if you want to be extra safe. Put them on the side of the tree where the water line is, and put it about 6 feet away from the tree, and that'll help
divert
the roots away from that water line.
And that would apply to your other hardscape elements too, like the driveway. You want to always, if you have an aggressive rooting tree that could send roots underneath the driveway or other hardscape elements, you want to be sure you give that about a 10-foot clearance. So you're starting to limit, once you put in that driveway, you know, Janet was saying during the break that it would be nice if you could have put the tree on that southwest corner of the house, kind of where your driveway is going to be, because that gives you that late afternoon sun, you know, shade to that entire corner of the house. If you start moving the tree more to the center of the yard on the south side, you'll have some nice morning and mid-afternoon sun, or shade. But you, toward the afternoon, you're not going to have quite the same value. But you've got to do what you can with the space you have, and again, taking into consideration those limits as far as the roots of the tree. It's a shame, you know. I saw a homeowner on Saturday, just Thursday morning, who had a bunch of ficus trees planted on the outside of his wall, providing western shade. And the people put them just like 3 feet away from the wall. Mm-hmm. And they had about an eight or 10 foot setback from the street. And they could have just gone right in the middle of that space, you know, about 5 feet from the wall, even a little closer to the sidewalk, because that curbing is a lot deeper than the footing on your wall. So anyway, they're going to have some problems because those trees are going to get larger in diameter, mm-hmm. and send roots underneath that wall and could have some problems.
Yeah. And Bill, as a builder, I would tell you, I'm looking at where you want to put that driveway into the double gate. I would strongly recommend a paver driveway there as opposed to a concrete driveway. That's just my two cents. Janet?
Yeah, that's good advice too. And I'd be really careful not to plant that tree too close to the house. It's tempting because when you get the tree, it's small, but over time it's going to grow. I would say no closer than 12 feet to the house for that tree if you go with an evergreen elm. You could go with a smaller stature tree, and if you want the desert look, go with a mesquite or an ironwood. They'll grow slower, but they have less of a tendency to invade the water lines as well. And the mesquites will get nice and big. They'll get 20, 25 feet across.
Yeah, the general rule of thumb is to allow about a foot for every inch of diameter of the tree at maturity. So if the tree's going to get to be about a 12 or 15-inch diameter trunk, you want to be 10 or 15 feet away from the...
Well, I haven't heard that one. We've oftentimes said, you know, however tall the tree's going to get, that's how far away from the house you want it to be. But I like that one better. The inch per foot, so every diameter of the trunk, a foot away from a structure. I like that.
Yep.
Well, if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.